Let Rom be Rom. Please find the inner... Yeah, that's what you're here for.
Welcome to the AlderTrack AlderCast, a professional guide to Chicago politics. Each week, we're going to try and tell you what actually happened in Chicago government. What passed, who said what, in their own words, and why it matters. I'm Claudia Morel.
And I'm A.D. Quick. It's Friday, March 18th. This week, the Chicago Police Board releases its shortlist for the city's next top cop, and one group wasn't too happy about it.
How could he not be good enough to be qualified to be superintendent?
After an uphill battle with South and West Side aldermen and the city's top business lobbyists, Mayor Emanuel finally got his tobacco reforms through the city council.
Making sure our kids never start smoking in the first place.
Plus, we'll recap some of the winners and losers of Tuesday's primary. But first, let's talk police.
Yeah, the Chicago Police Board announced its three finalists for the city's top cop position. It was the end of a nationwide search to find Superintendent Gary McCarthy's replacement. 39 people applied to the spot.
One of those finalists is Dr. Cedric Alexander, a public safety director of DeKalb County, Georgia. You might recognize him from his appearances on CNN talking about policing issues.
We got to communicate. We got to talk about changes that maybe need to be made in a criminal justice system. I don't know, but we need to begin to have a reasonable conversation. But we also got
another finalist, Eugene Williams, is a 36-year veteran of the Chicago Police Department. Right now, he oversees police training as head of CPD's Bureau of Support Services.
And there's a female finalist, Ann Kirkpatrick. She's a retired police chief of Spokane, Washington. There, she oversaw use of force training, internal investigations, and de-escalation procedures for the mentally ill.
Police Board President Lori Lightfoot led the search. Here she is speaking to reporters on Thursday.
The fact that we had 39 people step up and say, I want to lead the Chicago Police Department in these times, to me, is a great testament to both them, but also the fact that people recognize that despite the challenges, it still remains an incredibly important local law enforcement job.
The city council's Latino caucus was not happy that a Hispanic candidate didn't make the cut. Kirkpatrick is white and Williams and Alexander are black. The caucus sent a letter to Mayor Emanuel Friday asking him to make interim police superintendent John Escalante the permanent pick. Here's caucus chairman Alderman George Cardenas.
How could he not be good enough to be qualified to be superintendent? He is the interim superintendent after all. Unless you're telling me that this whole process is a sham, that I really question the board's intentions and the board's process.
So Alderman Danny Solis from Pilsen urged the mayor to start over.
The fact that the board made the decision that they made and there's not one Latino candidate out of the three, that is insulting.
It's now up to the mayor to pick amongst the three finalists with input from the city council.
And speaking of the city council, they held their monthly meeting this week.
Your Honor, at this point, I would move to temporarily suspend the rules and go out of the regular order of business to consider an item of...
If you weren't paying close attention to Wednesday's city council meeting, you might have missed that. Alderman Ed Burke suspending the rules early in the meeting to bring up Mayor Emanuel's tobacco plan.
The changes raise the city's smoking age to 21, set price floors for tobacco products, and increase taxes on cigars, dip, and loose tobacco.
And even after a month of lobbying and press conferences, 11 aldermen still voted against it. And the fight might not be over. Tanya Trish with the Illinois Retail Merchants Association said they may sue.
I think the main concern would be whether or not the city has the authority to implement its own tax on other tobacco products. I think that there is certainly a legal question there.
But aldermen overwhelmingly supported Burke's item to ban chewing tobacco at Cubs and Sox games as well as other sports venues. It probably didn't hurt that he directly introduced the plan in committee last Friday.
Helps when you're the chair.
And have a special guest, U.S. Senator Dick Durbin, a big anti-tobacco guy, to lobby on your behalf.
It was actually a big week for Burke. He also championed an ordinance that would end the tampon tax.
It's estimated that women spend about $70 a year on these products. And here in Illinois now, they're paying that 10.25%. Now, admittedly, it's not going to be the difference between being able to pay the rent or the mortgage. But you know what? It's simply the right thing to do.
All of those items made the local headlines, but this didn't.
Ordinance authorizing the issuance of City of Chicago's second lien water revenue project and refunding bonds.
Sounds confusing, right? Basically, he asked aldermen to let the city issue $200 million in bonds backed by water revenue.
It was part of a nearly $3 billion borrowing plan the Emanuel administration unveiled in December, but it got shelved at the January City Council meeting at the request of the council's Progressive Caucus. Here's Alderman Scott Wagasbag speaking at the time.
There's no financial benefit to giving the banks everything they could have ever wanted with these swaps. What we're getting out of this deal is an irresponsible financial move by the administration.
That's because half of the borrowed money will pay bank fees to switch outstanding water debt from a variable to a fixed rate.
The other half will pay the cost of borrowing that money. So a lot was going to bank fees and borrowing costs, not to capital projects.
What the mayor's administration here is doing is basically saying we're throwing our hands up and we're just going to hand over the money. We've supposedly negotiated. Nobody really knows what those negotiations were. And what we're saying is go back to the table, be public about it, and fight these predatory loans and say, what can we get out of them?
Those same aldermen are now calling on Mayor Emanuel to draft new financial oversight rules to make sure the city isn't getting into any more risky financial deals.
There's also kind of a cloud hanging over City Council on Wednesday.
It was the day after the primary, and some aldermen had been particularly busy trying to maintain their position as ward boss or canvassing on behalf of their local state rep or senator.
One person who was doing both, Alderman George Cardenas.
He was running to become Democratic committeeman of the 12th Ward while supporting Teresa Ma for state rep. Both were tough races. Ma won, but Cardenas lost. Here he is on Wednesday.
So I don't mind the fact that I didn't win this time. I'm going to keep at it. I think we have a great message of machine politics of the past. And I think that we won from that standpoint of having a seat that had been under HDO's control for 20 years to a progressive.
And quickly, some other winners and losers.
Winners, 10th Ward. Alderman Sue Sedlowski-Garza, she may have had a tough aldermanic race, but she crushed her Hispanic Democratic Organization-backed opponent for committeeman.
Aldermen Ariel Reboiras, Patrick O'Connor, and Mike Zaleski also won re-election by pretty big margins.
Losers, Alderman Howard Brookins, who was trounced in his run for Congress against Bobby Rush, and Alderman Michelle Harris, who lost clerk of the circuit court to Dorothy Brown, who's under federal investigation.
And 16th Ward Alderman Tony Folks also lost her committeeman seat to the daughter of former Alderman Shirley Coleman, who tried but lost to Folks in the aldermanic race last year.
And Mayor Emanuel pretty much sat this one out.
People elected me to be mayor. There were enough candidates over the last 3 months. They didn't need another candidate.
And liked it that way.
Yeah, let Rom be Rom. Please find the inner... that's what you're here for? I wish all my staff could just leave so I could really say what I want to say.
For now, thanks for listening to the Alder Track Aldercast.
Please subscribe to catch us every weekend. We're on iTunes, Stitcher, and WGN+. And you can find us on Twitter at AlderTrack.
We also provide in-depth original reporting about Chicago and Cook County government to our paid subscribers. You can learn more at aldertrack.com/Chicago. I'm Claudia Morell.
And I'm A.D. Quigg. Tune in next week.